Welcome back. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, people run into in retirement medical issues.
Yes.
They run into tax issues.
Yep.
Some cases we see relationship issues between each other, between the family, the kids, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
Who do you call? Who do you call if you've got these problems?
You know, it's very interesting. Besides speaking to your significant other, we find that a lot of people are sometimes scrambling on where do you go to.
Right.
Where do you go to for a resource? Where do you go to for a sounding board? Where do you go to for support and guidance? And this is where, in a time like retirement, which is the most vulnerable time in a person's life, they are aging, so you got the concerns and problems that come with aging. You are 100% dependent on your savings, and you don't have a paycheck coming in for those who are living on off their savings and not working. You are dependent upon external forces like the markets, and you are now going through a different type of change from being active in work or your business and now not doing that. So a whole bunch of change happening. So vulnerable, okay? Now you have to, at that same time, figure out who do you call for certain issues.
Right.
And so let me give you an example of why we built this practice the way we did. This week, I've had five different phone calls from five different clients. We've had major medical issue come up where the person can no longer drive. We've had issues like I need a corporate lawyer to help me because in my business I'm being sued,
right?
Possibly being sued. We've had conversations about, hey, I'm going to take my first trip after COVID. I want to make it a killer experience. How do we do this?
Yep.
Who are they calling? They're calling an expert, a team of experts that get together in a collaborative form to solve the problem for the client.
Right.
So they know who to call. My concern is that's not happening everywhere else.
Right.
Is that when people are going through all these different things, these vulnerabilities, they're scrambling to make the call to whoever they make it to.
Right.
And most times, they don't even call.
Yeah, well, and listen, when I went through that initially, you got a medical problem. I chose these specifically, right? Tax problem, maybe you could end up here. Relationship problem, right? Who would think to call their money guys?
Yeah, their financial advisor.
Right, you don't. Now you think, one of the things I think we've discovered in building the practice that we have built over time is that retirement is about an experience, right? Everybody starts with this dream. They're leaving something, that can be scary for sure, but they've got this idea of where they're going and what they want to do, right? And so that's all one big experience. And then there's all these things that come up along the way that influence how that experience is being perceived, right? So a retirement practice, a specialist, we talk about this often. You have to be good at money management. That's table stakes to be in the business.
Correct.
But the true value, my opinion, right, in when we deliver peace of mind or we talk about that, if you've got the money management, the structure and discipline down, it's the other things that create these problems. The fear that this person experienced when they had this medical issue come up, right? Changing, you know, not being able to drive was how she, in this case, expressed part of it. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff attached to that. Right?
What I was very happy to hear about this situation was that she reached out to us.
Yeah. And we can quarterback.
And we can quarterback and coordinate with her.
That's right.
Take a lot of stress off of her and figure things out for her. Now, that's not a money manager.
Right.
That's not a financial planner, a financial advisor,
right,
my money guy.
It's a lifestyle.
It is a retirement transition practice.
Correct.
And that's where I think when we start looking at this industry of investment and wealth management, I think the name is wrong.
Correct.
We're not in an investment management world. We are not in a wealth management world. We are in a retirement coaching, retirement lifestyle, retirement experience.
Whatever, yeah.
We all these different terminology are coming up. I want someone that I can go to take care of all my stuff, even if they don't handle it themselves.
Correct.
But they can direct me in the right area.
Right.
Because I don't want to deal with that stuff. I don't want to start scrambling and looking for stuff because people are more like firefighters than they are preventive doctors.
Yep.
right? They will only deal with stuff when it arrives.
That's right.
In an urgent manner.
Right.
Then they will be proactive on doing things.
Right.
Most people, that's just how we are. And so why not go to people who have gone through this hundreds of times,
correct,
thousands of times? And so I think this is the change that's happening with what people in retirement are looking for. I think this is the change that's happening when it comes to people in retirement, what they need, and what makes them have that peace of mind that you keep on talking about is something that people are aspiring to.
Right.
And why not have the right members on your team? So I think this is an interesting time with all the different phone calls that I got this week about, can you connect me with?
Right.
Right. Can you give me some guidance on this and
Right. Where
would we go?
Right.
My child is going through this. My parent is going through
Absolutely.
This. It's not even about them always.
Right.
It's about the people they care about.
That's exactly right.
Right. And it's again, we talked about this before. At the beginning part of someone's retirement, they talk about themselves and what their experiences will be. In their second phase of retirement, they're talking about them and their people that are important to them.
Yeah.
And then in their third part of their talk, they're talking about the people that are important to them.
Yeah.
They kind of say, okay, my time's up on this. I'm going to focus on other people. It's interesting how this changes, but that also tells us that there is services that are needed that they can go to, and they don't have to scramble and try to find it themselves.
Yeah, you know, I've been struggling with how to communicate this over time, but there's so many people that look every day at their portfolio in retirement. Man, they've got lots of time, they can do that. And my contention is that if you're one of those people, okay, you're likely diminishing the quality of your experience in retirement. Because God forbid it's a down day, that day you look, is that influencing your behavior, right? And I challenge people, and again, I'm not sure how to communicate it yet, but to think about if you're one of those people, why are you doing that, right? Because if you're elevating, if you've got a good plan, a good structure, good discipline in place, and it's achieving the objectives, okay, over the longer term, it doesn't matter what happens on any given day. Then you can focus on those important things, like your family, like the experience you want to have with your friends, or the travel experience you want to have, you know, or whatever brings you a peace of mind.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. When someone is looking at their accounts on a daily basis, or a high, more than once a month, I think. If you're looking at your accounts more than once a month, the question that you need to ask is why?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Now, the answer that I've received from some is, I feel like I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a control security conversation. Some are, what I see is how I'll react to what I spend.
Right.
Which is, I think, your point of diminishing the viewpoint. The other one is trust. I don't trust what's happening out there. So if I see it every day, but that's not how they are with all of their world.
Right.
So they've got, you know, let's say they've got a couple $1 million in their portfolio, but they live in a $2.5 million home. They're not calling their agent up every day to say, what's the price now?
Right.
What's the price now? So why is it one over the other? Which is a very interesting, I think,
right,
any of you scientists out there or social scientists
out there. The psychologist, right? Yeah. Why is that?
Just help us with this one, because we want to definitely understand why individuals look at their accounts every single day.
Right, because the really important conversations that we have are generally not about portfolio or what's in the portfolio or what happened yesterday in the market. It's around the health event that I just experienced or what my kids are going through and all of those things, right?
Yeah.
So we know that that's the true value, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's the true focus of people in retirement, the lifestyle they're leading, the experiences they're having, the family, all of those things. But we tend to get caught up in these things. And I am interested. Like, I don't know how to communicate that to people. I suppose I'm reaching out to anybody that's watching that can help us understand.
So why don't we do that? If you are a person or know somebody who checks their accounts on a regular basis to see how their retirement funds are doing, send us a note at morethanmoneyradio.ca. Just send us an email, contact us, and then let us know why. We'd be interested. We will give you a copy of our book, Bulletproof Your Retirement, free for your advice to us, because we would love to have that. I think that's very interesting and important to us. And part of this whole process to give you that security, that safety, that peace of mind in retirement. So how do you bulletproof that your retirement? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming webinar on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
We look forward to seeing you there. And on behalf of Faisal, my business partner, myself, Dave Popowich, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.